Welcome to Symptomatic Redness.
This is our discussion with Ed Simon on his book, America and Other Fictions. To hear the complete discussion, please subscribe to our Patreon feed.
One of the things I kind of wanted to posit to you about your call for the American left to re-pick up more, religious language is, did it really ever abandon it? Because there is a lot, particularly in the way shaming is used in the American left, that feels Calvinist, but it feels secularized. And I don't know that it really has abandoned religious language, just it's taken up some forms of it that aren't uplifting.
I would agree with that. I mean, I think that's true. I think I've always said that American liberals maybe is distinct from the American left. Mm-hmm. Which has never been has had periods, obviously, of strong vibrancy, but has never been as potent a force in American culture, as it has been in Europe, for example, right? But American liberalism, I think, at times is definitely a sort of a secularized form of Puritanism, or can be, and for good and for bad. I don't mean that as a slur on it either. I mean, I'm a specialist on 17th century Puritans. I've got my abiding affection for them in many ways. I don't think, or I try not to be one myself. But I always go back to that line from Nathaniel Hawthorne where he says that he's thankful that they were his intellectual ancestors and he's glad that he's not one. Right. So I think that at its best, it can inculcate a type of post-millennial yearning for a better world that I think is a positive force in American politics. And you see it sort of everywhere from abolitionism to the suffragettes and these sort of social reform movements that basically came out of New England Puritanism and were themselves a type of secularized Puritanism, right, in a good way. But then I think all of the kind of priggish, slightly authoritarian things that we associate with the word Puritanism, right? Going back to H.L. Mencken's joke, that Puritanism is the sinking feeling that somewhere, somehow, someone is having fun, right? I think that that's obviously implicit in some of the affectations of some segments of liberal discourse today. And I think your example of kind of a call-out culture, that sort of thing, I think is definitely has some interesting parallels to some of the scrupulosity of Puritanism as a personality type, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree with you. You make an interesting point that there's a distinction between American liberals and American left, and I've been insisting on that for 20 years. But I do, one of the things I find fascinating is, as much as we like to maybe posit that it's not the case, those walls are incredibly porous. Call-out culture rampant. I even think it's rampant on the right. It doesn't look the same.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The American right and the American, and without reducing this to whataboutism, because I don't want to do that at all, but people on the right and people on the left in the United States are first of all Americans, and they kind of replicate the same way of doing things for better or for worse. And I think you're absolutely right that call out culture just takes a different form for the right. I mean, whenever the right complains about political correctness run amok or whatever, completely ignores the fact that they have their own annoying, idolatrous kind of sacred cows that you're not allowed to question. So it's the same sort of thing. It's just about a different set of concerns, right?